Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dream.
Welcome back to CEO in 10. I'm Rick Tokini. We appreciate you all joining us on our continuing series about CEOs. One of the things we wanted to talk about today was what actually impairs most young CEOs. And according to all of our sources, it's really the soft stuff. Many surprises await you first-time CEOs, but the biggest in our experience has been one that requires multiple soft skills, the imperative to deal with people of all kinds, and often these are groups that new CEOs have rarely or never interacted with before, from board members to investors to even government regulators. If you're unsure how to handle this and emboldened by this nascent perceived power, some CEOs will react negatively at first, displaying kind of a poor attitude about spending time with these interested parties. This can create all kinds of issues down the road. Recently, Corey Thomas, the CEO of a securities operation company, Rapid7, put the issue into really sharp focus. As he took the company public in 2015, his largest surprise was the range of stakeholders he had to communicate with as a CEO. Here's how he effectively dealt with them, using three specific soft skills. Number one was empathy. Corey's second big surprise caused him quite a bit of angst, communicating with stakeholders who had no domain knowledge of Rapid7's business. I had to simplify our value proposition in a way I wasn't used to doing, he said. I was accustomed to using an upside language or an inside language to speak with our customers, partners, and employees. And as we were thinking about going public, I had to talk to regulators and a broader set of investors and partners around the world who weren't familiar with Rapid7 at all. Secondly was humility. Sometimes new CEOs in particular often struggle with having a board of directors for the very first time, reporting to a team of people rather than a single person is unlike anything that you've ever experienced. They don't understand the role of the board, and with no day-to-day boss, they take sometimes an arrogant approach to the relationship. Well, the natural tendency and attitude many CEOs have with the board is they should trust me in some way, and I just don't understand why they don't get it, said Corey. But they have a fiduciary duty. Your job as CEO is to make sure that you have the relevant information to do their job effectively. Now, some CEOs treat board meetings like some infomercial, communicating only positive information in too much detail. They have too much pride to mention any issues or problems or opportunities. Believe me, this makes it difficult for the board to provide any help. I mean, what's the board there for anyway? And then lastly is about self-awareness. CEOs, especially young ones, can only advance if they understand what their own strengths and weaknesses are. Many lack the self-awareness that this requires. Now, early on in the IPO stage, Corey's self-awareness enabled him to determine another area where he needed to improve. He says, I'm a borderline introvert extrovert. I'm not typically out there a lot. What you find as a CEO taking a company public is that people are investing not just in the company, but also in you. They want to understand you. As a public company CEO, you have to provide information and insights about yourself, how you think, and how you operate. So in conclusion, Corey's experiences point to a clear conclusion. CEOs can't neglect the soft stuff as they carry out their core responsibilities. Fortunately, if you're weak in one or more areas, you can improve with training and practice. I'm Rick Tokini. I hope that this CEO in 10 helps you all We'll continue to talk about some of the soft stuff. And until next time, as we always say, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a good one.